感谢主，让我们早晨在这里聚集。
We thank the Lord for allowing us to gather together.
给我们在波饼聚会里面来享受祂。
That at the communion we can enjoy Him.
我们在靠着主的恩典，在主的话语上有一点的交通。
That in His grace and His words we will have some fellowship.
今天和弟兄姊妹是要交通不是要讲道。
Today I want to have fellowship with brothers and sisters. It's not that I want to preach.
我们好不好一同来读几处经文
？Shall we read some scripture together?
第一处，我们来读诗篇第五篇第三节。
The first passage is Psalm chapter 5, verse 3.
诗篇第五篇第三节。
Psalm 5:3.
翻到以后，我们中文读一次，英文读一次。
After we flip to it, we will read it once in Chinese and then once in English.
那大家都一起读好吗
？Together.
好，我们来读第五篇第三节。来，耶和华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
Chapter 5, verse 3, together. In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice.In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch.
第二处，我们来读诗篇第六十三篇。
Our next passage is Psalm 63.
怎么读全篇
？And the entire chapter.
诗篇第六十三篇。
Psalm 63.
对不起，我们就读到第五节。第五节。
Actually, just up to verse 5.
好，翻到以后。我们也是中文念一次，英文念一次，好吗
？And then once in Chinese, once in English.
啊，我们能够从大卫的诗里边得着供应，得着帮助。
That from the Psalm of David we can receive sustenance and help.
好，中文来。
Chinese.
神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你，在干旱疲乏无水之地，我可想你，我的心切慕你。我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你，我要见你的能力和你的荣耀，因你的慈爱比生命更好。我的嘴唇要颂赞你，我还活的时候要这样称颂你，我要奉你的名举手。我在床上纪念你，在夜更的时候思想你，我的心就像饱足了骨髓肥油，我也要以欢乐的嘴唇赞美你。
From verse 1 through 5. O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary, to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live.I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips.
好，最后我们来读雅歌，读两处。
And then we will read two passages in the Song of Solomon.
旧约雅歌书，我们读第一章第二和第四节。
The Song of Solomon in the Old Testament, chapter 1, verse 2 and 4.
雅各书第一章第二节和第四节。
Song of Solomon chapter 1 verse 2 and 4.
好，我们一起来念。
We'll read
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。第四，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。王带我进了内室。我们必因你欢喜快乐，我们要称赞你的爱情，胜似称赞美酒。他们爱你是理所当然的。
Verse 2. May he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Verse 4. Draw me after you and let us run together. The king has brought me into his chambers. We will rejoice in you and be glad. We will extol your love more than wine.Rightly do they love you.
最后第七章第十二节。
And then chapter 7, verse 12.
第七章第十二节。
Chapter 7, verse 12.
好，我们一起来练。
Together.
我们早晨起来往葡萄园去，看看葡萄发芽开花没有。 石榴放蕊没有，我在那里要将我的爱情给你。
Let us rise early and go to the vineyards. Let us see whether the vine has budded and its blossoms have opened, and whether the pomegranates have bloomed. There I will give you my love.
我们就先读到这里。
We'll read to here.
让弟兄姊妹读完这些经文的时候，大概知道我今天要讲什么。
After you have read these passages, perhaps you know what I will be speaking on today.
而且我们要注意到这 几篇诗都讲到一个时间的问题。
And in these psalms, we see that it speaks about time.
是什么时候
？What is the time？
早晨。
It's the morning.
早晨的时候。
It is the morning time.
我们晓得神给我们一天24小时的时间。
We know that God has given us 24 hours in a day.
不是每一个小时都一样。
And every single hour is not the same.
早晨在神的设计里面有它一个特别的价值。
In God's design, the morning hours have a particular value.
上次在我们年初和弟兄姊妹们一同勉励的时候。
At the beginning of the year, when we had some encouragement for brothers and sisters,
提到我们要爱惜光阴。
We said that we must redeem our time.
特别提到一个晨更的事情。
Especially morning watch.
我今天早晨还想跟弟兄姊妹再稍微交通一下关于晨更。
And so again, this morning, I'd like to have some fellowship about morning watch or devotion.
特别是当我们看见世界的兆头显出主再来的日子是非常非常临近的时候。
Because as we see the signs of the times that the Lord's return is extremely near.
我们更应该在这上面彼此有一些交通。
We need to have some fellowship on this.
盼我们能够赎回光阴。
So that we can redeem our time.
在主所量给我们的日子里面。
In the days that God has given to us.
得多一点生命。
That we would gain life.
多得一点产业。
And that we would gain more inheritance.
多把爱来献给他。
And that we would give our love to him.
都因为爱的缘故为他多摆上一点的侍奉。
And that because of love that we would serve him more.
但这些都需要属灵的力量。
And in all of these we need spiritual strength.
属灵的力量从何而来？
And where does spiritual strength come from?
从亲近主而来。
It comes from drawing near to him.
特别是早晨起来亲近主。
Especially drawing near to him in the morning.
过去我一直有这个负担。
In the past I've had this burden.
那我一直都不敢讲。
But I was afraid to speak of it.
讲到这些实际的实行。
Because in these practices,
我都觉得自己非常的不配。
I feel that I'm unworthy.
因为我是一个很软弱的。
Because I'm very weak.
我觉得很多弟兄姊妹都更比我配来讲这个题目。
I feel that many brothers and sisters are more able to speak on this topic.
但是我等啊等啊都没有人来讲。
But I've waited and nobody has spoken on it.
所以我只好硬着头皮讲。
And so now I dare to speak on it.
晨更在过去的圣徒当中是非常普遍的。
Morning devotions among saints is very common.
我们从刚才所读的经文里边
，from the passages that we just read，
我们可以看到在诗篇里头，诗人们他们怎样发表他们的爱。他们的感谢赞美在早晨的时刻。
We see how the psalmists how they express their love to the Lord in the early morning hours.
在诗篇第63篇第一节里面那个讲到说我要切切地寻求你。
In Psalm 63 verse 1, he says, I will seek you earnestly.
他那个切切有一个意思就是在大清早。
In this earnestly, he is speaking of doing this in the early morning.
所以这个迫切和时间还有关系。
Now this earnestness has to do with great desire in the morning.
我们看到在雅歌里头。
We see in the Song of Songs.
当这个女子爱他的主的时候
When this woman, when she is loving her Lord,
爱他的良人的时候
loving her beloved,
她说我们早晨就起来
She says, let us get up early in the morning,
往葡萄园去
that we will go towards the vineyard,
就是主他的园子
and that is the garden of our Lord,
看看葡萄发芽了没有
to see whether the vine has budded,
开花了没有
whether it has blossomed,
石榴有没有放蕊
whether the pomegranate has grown,
最重要的
that is the most important,
在那里我要把我的爱情给你。
And there I will give you my love.
我们非常的有福气。
We are truly blessed.
在世上的众多宗教的中间。
That among all the religions of the world.
没有一个宗教讲到他们的神和他的信徒中间是这样一个爱的关系。
There is not one God who has such a love relationship with his disciples.
唯独我们的神。
Except for our God.
独一的真神。
This one real true God.
把他的生命 放在我们里面的那一位。
This one who has given us his own life.
他是这样渴望的在爱中和我们有交通。
He desires to have fellowship with us in love.
在爱里面和我们来联合。
To unite with us in love.
所以难怪过去的圣徒们。
And so all the saints in generations past.
看重早晨与主的交通。
They have looked upon this fellowship with the Lord early in the morning.
但是到了我们的时代。
Now, in our age,
有人会问这样的问题。
Now, some of us may ask,
到底早晨花这些时间来亲近主。
Now, if we are to spend time in the morning to draw near to the Lord,
是算是必需品呢？还算是奢侈品？
Is it absolutely necessary or a luxury to do it?
为什么呢？
Why?
我听了一个姊妹的见证。
I heard a sister's testimony.
她从读大概初中或高中的时候，就听见她的辅导们告诉他们说，基督徒应该起来晨更。
When she was in junior high and high school, she heard her leaders say that in the morning you have to have morning devotion.
她是一个比较乖的孩子。
And she was an obedient child.
所以呢，她就照着做了。
And so she did as said.
但是因为年纪小啊，做的实在没有什么味道。
And so because she was young, as she did her morning devotions, there was not much flavor to it.
但她还坚持做。
But she still did it.
他给我们做了一个见证。
And so she testified to us.
当他到了高三那一年要考大学联考的时候。
When she was in her junior year in high school, when she needed to take her exams for college.
同学们都是尽所有的力量跟时间要准备考试。
All of her classmates used up all their time and energy to prepare for the exam.
可是很多人都很紧张，睡不着觉。
And a lot of people were very nervous and could not sleep.
这一年他却尝到了晨更带给他的好处。
But in that year, she tasted of the benefit of having morning devotion.
因为她已经多年养成了晨更的习惯。
Because after many years, she had the habit of having morning
devotion. 早晨她照样起来花时间来亲近主。
That she would continually in the morning come to draw near to the Lord.
读主的话语。
And read his word.
结果她说她不紧张。
And then she said she was not nervous.
她后来考得很好。
And later on, she tested really well.
她是归功于她与主这段宝贵的时间。
And it was because she treasured that time with the Lord in the morning.
随着她结婚了。
Even after she was married.
生了小孩了。
And she had children.
有了一个。
She had one.
又来了两个。
And then a second one.
时间就越来就越难。
And then she had less and less time.
但是在她所能的范围里头。
But in her ability.
她把时间拨出来。
She still set apart time.
有时晚上没睡好。
And even at night when she did not sleep well.
稍微晚一点起来，她也去晨更。
Even if she got up a little later, she would still have morning devotion.
有时孩子的时间，孩子的事情把她打乱了。
And even when her time was all messed up because of the children.
她还找时间要去亲近主。
She still found time to draw near to the Lord.
当她跟别人讲到说她固定有这样晨更的时间。
And so when she shared with others how she had the set time with the Lord.
而且她用的时间还不算短。
And that time was not even very short.
她用一个半小时。
It was an hour and a half worth of time.
可是她跟人这样分享的时候。
And so when she shared this with others.
很多人第一个问题就问她说，你是不是没有上班？
A lot of people would ask her, is it because you do not have a job?
因此她才问了一个问题。
And so then she asked a question.
晨更对基督徒来说，究竟是必需品呢？还是奢侈品。
And so she asked the question, is it absolute necessity or is it a luxury to have morning devotion?
如果必需品的话，它就像空气，像水，像食物，你不没有它，你就不能活。
If it's an absolute necessity, it is like food, like water, like air. Without it, you cannot live.
如果是奢侈品的话，
If it's a luxury,
那就是富有的人，时间多的，那他才去做。
Then only the rich, those who have time, can go and do it.
而且在许多人眼光来看的话，那是一种的浪费。
And in the eyes of many people, it would seem like it's a waste of time.
可是我们想想玛利亚。
But if we are to look and think of Mary.
当她把毕生所积蓄的香膏，这样打破玉瓶，膏在主头上的时候。
When she broke that perfume and poured it and anointed the head of our Lord.
门徒们也是这样看她。
The disciples also looked at her in the same way.
何必这样枉费呢？
Why are you so wasteful?
可是主有另外一个眼光。
But the Lord had a different perspective.
主说，这她所做的是一件美事。
That what she has done is a beautiful thing.
所以枉费和美事，就看我们的眼光，看我们的价值观。
So in how you, in your perspective, whether it is a wasteful thing or it is a beautiful thing, depends on how you look at it.
当主这样称许玛利亚的时候，
And so as the Lord praised Mary,
他还吩咐我们说，我们无论到哪里去传福音，都要诉说这件事来作为纪念。
He also commanded us that wherever we are to preach the gospel, we are to speak of this to remember it.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
从圣经里面我们的确却看见，
From the Bible we can see,
虽然没有神明文的命令叫我们晨更，
Even the Lord does not have direct command that we are to have morning devotion,
但有足够的榜样和经文让我们知道晨更乃是神的心意。
But we have enough examples and scripture that tells us that this is God's command as well.
神心中渴望我们早晨在还没有做任何事的时候先来亲近他。
It is God's desire that early in the morning, before we are to do anything, that we are to draw near to Him.
在那里，他要与我们有一个爱的交通。
That there we will have a fellowship of love with Him.
交通乃是神创造人所给人的一个特权，也是他的目的。
Fellowship is an authority or power, as well as a purpose of God creating us.
并且是神高抬我们。把我们提高到一个可以跟他平等交往的地步。
God also elevates us to such a position that we can have fellowship with Him.
正像朋友和朋友这样可以谈心。
Just like friend to friend, we can share our hearts.
也可以诉苦。
And we can also speak of our complaints.
也可以互相帮助。
And also help and encourage one another.
所以神渴望我们来跟他交通。
And so the Lord desires for us to have fellowship with Him.
并且早晨也是神定规要来分赐我们属灵粮食的时间。
And the Lord has also set aside the morning hours for us to receive our provisions for the day.
这些经文可能弟兄姊妹比较熟悉。
Perhaps we are familiar with these passages.
在出埃及记的第十六章里头。
In Exodus chapter 16.
那里神借着摩西吩咐以色列人。
Now God through Moses commanded the Israelites.
要在清晨的时候，他们到野地。去拾取一种的食物。
That early in the morning they are to go out to the wilderness onto the land to gain their food.
称为玛纳。
And that was called manna.
这些食物是那些露水降在地上。
That was food that came like dew upon the ground.
然后当露水上升之后，所留下来的就是那些小小的圆形的白色的东西。
And after the dew evaporated, what was left in their hand was something that was white and fine like flour in their hands.
神就用这个喂养了以色列人四十年。
And through that, God fed His people for 40 years.
直到他们进到迦南美地区。
Until they entered into the land of Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
别的不要谈很多。
You don't have to get sustenance anywhere else.
就单单从交通和得着属灵供应这两方面。
Simply in the area of provision and where you are to receive spiritual supply.
就应该重视晨更这件事情。
We need to look upon having morning devotion.
也许弟兄姊妹想的我们很难。
Perhaps you may think it's hard.
我的工作很多。
I have a lot to do in my work.
我的孩子很吵。
My children are noisy.
我的身体不好。
My body, my health is not good.
我睡觉不太睡得好。
I don't sleep well.
我们有很多很多的原因都可能叫我们打退堂鼓。
We have many excuses so that we would sleep in a little longer.
但是我们看看世上的人。
But if we are to look at the people of the world,
我们真的是会得到一点的激励。
May we be encouraged.
地上的人很多比我们早起。
There are many people in this world who get up even earlier than us.
早起的原因很多。
And the reason for that, there are many.
在台湾有很多人喜欢到阿里山去看日出。
Now there are many people who like to go to Mount Ali so that they could look at the sunrise.
有一次我们和一些弟兄姊妹上去了。
One time I went up with some brothers and sisters.
本来也是想说第二天要起来看日出的。
And originally my thought was so that I could see, watch the sunrise.
但是阿里山特别冷。
But at that mountain it was very cold.
而且呢，山上特别宁静。
And it was very quiet.
一睡呢就不太容易起来。
As soon as you fall asleep, it's very difficult to wake up.
所以我一生唯一一次到阿里山呢，就错失了看日出的机会。
So the one time I went up to that mountain to watch the sunrise, I missed it.
但是有一次的经历。
But there was one experience.
叫我觉得早晨实在是真好。
That I felt that the morning is so good.
那是好多年前，当我们还在聚会所的时候。
And that was many years ago when we were at our old church building.
当时 波特兰有位弟兄得了癌症。
There was a brother in Portland who had cancer.
那是我们西雅图波特兰两地第一个得癌症的弟兄。
This was the first brother who had cancer, in these two locations of Seattle and Portland.
大家都非常的关切。
And everybody really cared about it.
啊，我们有一天就约好几位弟兄。要一起去看他。
And so one day we had an appointment with several other brothers that we were going to go and visit him.
啊，一大早就出发。
That we would leave early in the morning.
我负责开车。
And I was responsible for driving.
啊，弟兄们大家都睡着了。
And all the other brethren, they all fell asleep.
啊，我一个人在那边开车的时候。
And so as I was driving,
我在寻求神。
I sought before the Lord.
我说主啊，你让我们去看弟兄。
I said, Lord, you allow us to go visit our brother.
如果只是安慰他一下,
If it is just to comfort him,
意义并不太很大,
then the benefit is not very great.
但主啊,如果你向我们说话的话,
However, if you speak to us,
我们就满足了。
Then we are satisfied.
我就一边跟主交通,就一边开车子。
And so I fellowship with the Lord as I was driving.
那时候我往左边看过去,就是 Mountain Rainier 的上面。
And when I looked to the left, there was the top of Mount Rainier.
山在这个清晨的时候显得特别的安息。
In the mountain, early in the morning, it looked very peaceful.
在山的上面有一点点的光线。
And at the top of the mountain, there was a little bit of sunlight.
但太阳还没有浮出山顶。
The sun had not come above the mountain yet.
我就往山边看过去。
And so I looked toward the mountain.
我就一边思想主。
And then I thought of the Lord.
一边看看他有没有话事给我们。
And then I also wondered if he had words for us.
突然有一个时刻。
And then all of a sudden, in one moment,
太阳就忽然跳出来。
The sun jumped up.
以前我听人家讲说太阳是用跳的，我不太相信。
In the past, when I heard of the phrase that the sun would jump up, I didn't believe it.
但是那天我看这个太阳啊，真的好像是，原来我都没看见，忽然间它好像出来了不少。
That morning when I looked, at first you couldn't see the sun, but then all of a sudden it appeared.
然后看见。好像那个荣耀的景象。
And then I saw a very glorious image.
清晨的日光实在是美丽。
The morning, image there was very beautiful.
一下子把我带到那个神的荣耀同在中。
And it brought me into the glorious presence of God.
还有神有话赐给我。
And then God did have words for me.
那是在腓立比书。
And it is in the book of Philippians.
其实腓立比书的第一章。
In chapter 1.
那里讲到说哈，他讲到说，我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
It says, but if I am to live on in the flesh, this will mean fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which to choose. But I am hard pressed from both directions, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, for that is very much better. 20. And then also in verse 24-25, yet to remain on in the flesh is more necessary for your sake. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all.For your progress and joy in the faith.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我得到这句话的时候
，When I received these words,
我里边有一个信心。
I had faith.
我们的弟兄仍要活着。
That our brother will continue to live.
他得了肺癌。
He had lung cancer.
是死亡率非常高的一种癌症。
And it is a cancer that is very fatal.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神的话是何等的可靠。
God's word is reliable.
当我们弟兄姊妹们和他聚在一起的时候
，As brothers and sisters, as we gathered with him,
我就把我寻求的话就是讲给弟兄听。
I shared these words that God had given to me.
这么多年过去了
，After all these years,
我们弟兄还活着
，Our brother still lives.
我们一同来侍奉
，And together we serve.
所以感谢主
，And so we thank God.
早晨实在是好
，In the morning it is good.
那么有人。早晨起来还有很多别的原因。
And there are other people who get up for other reasons early in the morning.
有人是为了工作，为了养生糊口。
Perhaps it is to work so that you could continue to live.
我记得我很小的时候。
I remember when I was very young.
到我姐姐家去。
When I went to my older sister's home.
他们楼下有一对老夫妻。
In their downstairs, there was an elderly couple.
他们就早晨都卖豆浆油条。
And they sell soybean milk and Chinese bread.
我的印象中啊，无论我多早起来，他们的摊子都是摆在那里的。
And in my recollection, no matter how early it was, they always had their store open.
他们可能结婚的比较晚，他们小孩都还比较小。
And it is perhaps that they married a little later in life. Their children were very young.
两夫妻很辛苦。
And it was very difficult for this couple.
每天是清晨的时候，他们又起来磨豆浆，又要做那些东西，然后才摆在那里，这样来供应客人。
And it was even earlier, before dawn, that they would get up so that they could prepare the drink and set up their shop.
我所看见的农夫也都很早起。
And also the farmers that I have known, they get up very early.
在乡下好像很难得看见有人睡很迟的。
Out in the countryside, it's very rare that you would see anyone sleep in.
今天我们看见世界好像改变了。
Today we see that perhaps the world has changed.
因为仇敌有个诡计。
Because the enemy has a strategy.
他要抢夺我们人最宝贵的时间。
He wants to take away our most valuable time.
特别是基督徒的时间。
Especially the time for Christians.
所以他把世界弄得很忙。
And so he makes our world very busy.
他把很多事情都弄颠倒。
And he would also cause other things to fall.
所以到了今天。
And so to today.
好像科技带给我们很多的方便。
It seems that technology makes our life very convenient.
什么时候都有电灯。
That at any time we have light.
什么时候你都可以上网。
At any time you can go on the internet.
什么时候你都可以找到一些人可以跟你聊天。
At any time you can find people to chat with.
所以我们最宝贵的时间就这样不知不觉之间被吞噬掉。
And so our most valuable time, without knowing, it is all eaten up.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
早晨起来敬拜。
Early in the morning when you worship, it is the most precious time.
最近我很喜欢一首诗歌。
Recently, I really like a hymn.
就是啊，在中国很流行的一首诗歌，叫做《中国早晨五点钟》。
It is a very common or popular hymn right now that in China early before 5 a.m.
那首诗歌讲到在中国那一片土地上。
It speaks of how in China
有许多的神的儿女们。
There are many saints there.
他们愿意牺牲睡眠。
They are willing to give up sleep time.
他们起来做什么？
What do they do when they get up?
他们起来祷告。
They get up to pray.
他们为着神的旨意要成就，他们起来祷告。
They pray for God's will to be done.
什么时候开始祷告？
What time do they start praying?
他说早晨五点钟就开始了。
At 5 a.m.
啊，不是一个人。
Not just one person.
不是少数人。
Not just a few.
那是有许多人。
But many people.
难怪我们看见中国在一个信仰不自由的情况下
No wonder in China a place where faith cannot be free
福音反倒是广传的
And yet the gospel is spread everywhere
人信主是自己要求信主不是人去请他信主
Now people request they want to believe in the Lord and it's not through the persuasion of other people asking them
我稍微念一点他的歌词
I want to read the lyrics
希望我们能够也被他激励
I hope that we can all be encouraged
这个别人不容易翻
I'll try my best to translate it
他说中国的早晨五点钟
That in China at 5 a.m.
传来祈祷声
We get up to pray
求神带来复兴和平
May God bring in revival and peace
四下合一得胜
To give unity and overcoming power
中国的早晨五点钟
In China at 5 a.m.
传来敬拜声
We get up to worship.
人人都献出真诚的爱。
Everyone gives sincere love.
一心一意为神的国度。
In order, it is for God's kingdom.
中国的早晨五点钟。
In China at 5 a.m.
传来祈祷声。
We get up to pray.
飞越了万水千山。Flies through mountains and waters.
We fly through mountains and waters.
融化冰冷的心灵
so that we can melt icy cold hearts
再没有捆锁
so that there will no longer be bondage
再没有战争
so that there will no longer be war
为全地祝福扭转命运
to bless the entire land
使我们有一个好收成
so that we can have a good harvest
感谢主
we thank the Lord
那些弟兄姊妹是神所纪念的
but the Lord remembers the brothers and sisters there
弟兄姊妹们神喜欢听我们的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, God likes to hear our prayers.
神更喜欢听我们清晨所献上的祷告。
And even more so, He likes to hear our prayers early in the morning.
今天我们感觉到非常的惭愧。
Today we feel so full of regret.
虽然时代变迁到今天
And even though the ages have changed until today,
世上有很多的捆绑艰难
And in this world we have many bondage and difficulties.
可是我曾经到过其他的国家
But in the past I have gone to other countries.
我到过有伊斯兰教所在的地方
I have gone to a place where Islam was the religion.
他们早晨啊他们很早就打钟了
And very early in the morning, they strike the bell.
把那些伊斯兰教徒都叫起来祷告
So that all the disciples of Islam will wake up.
不管你是早睡还是晚睡
Whether you have slept late or early.
他们一敲啊所有人都听见了
As soon as the bell is rang, everyone will hear
接着还放他们那个听起来像念经的东西那个歌声
And then we hear the sounds as if they're chanting.
然后我到过印度教的地方
And then I have gone to places where where the religion is Hinduism.
一样的。
It is the same.
他们好早的时候，他们就用那个喇叭大大的这个放送。
Very early in the morning, they blare out using their speakers.
而且那个就在那个我住那个弟兄家的隔壁。
And it was right next, it was right next door to the place where I was staying with a brother.
佛教徒。
And in Muslim world,
也是一样。
It is the same.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们是信仰独一的真神
We believe in the one real God
如果那些拜假神的人他们尚且这样的来拜上
If those who believe in false gods they are giving up their time in such a way
我们得着真生命我们敬拜真神的人是否应该觉得非常的惭愧
For us who have received life from the one true God we feel such shame
至少对我来说有很多人的时间我是非常惭愧。
At least to myself, I have felt great shame after many years.
那我相信我们中间有很多弟兄姊妹都是起来晨更的。
I believe that many brothers and sisters among us, we get up early for morning devotion.
但是有些比较新信主的弟兄姊妹
But perhaps,
这么多年来我们都没有什么讲。
But perhaps to some new believers after all these years, you have not done it much.
恐怕我们是亏欠了你。
Perhaps we have fallen short in our service to you.
你还没有进入这样的福气。
That you have not yet received this blessing.
所以盼望我们今天能够在这里彼此有点勉励。
So I hope that today we would mutually encourage one another.
你在神的面前有点的祷告。
That you would also pray before the Lord.
早晨真的是宝贵。
Because our morning hours are precious.
为什么它宝贵呢？
Why is it precious?
因为早晨给人一种清新的感觉。
Because early in the morning you have that sense that everything is fresh.
在诗篇110篇第三节那里讲。
In Psalm 111, verse 3, it says,
它在中文的小字这样说。
It is written, also there in Chinese.
它说你少年的时候光耀如同清晨的甘露。
That, verse 3, splendid and majestic is his work, and his righteousness endures forever.
对，这个可能很多的翻译没有翻到这样，但是中文它有个小字说那段话是这样说的。
There are some translations that don't have it, but in Chinese, it also says.
所以他说，在一个人年少的时候。
That when in your youth.
它像清晨的甘露。
That it is as if everything is fresh.
我们知道年少就是给人一种。朝气蓬勃的感觉。
And that we know that for those who are young, you have a sense that everything is new and fresh.
我们看见小孩的时候，我们说啊，像那个太阳啊，刚刚生出来。
That when we look at young children, they are like a sun that has just begun.
所以早晨给我们这样一个清新、充满朝气的感觉。
And so the morning hours gives us a sense that everything is brand new, just beginning.
早晨给我们一种纯洁的感觉。
It gives us a sense of purity.
在昨天。我们经过了许多事。
Yesterday we experienced many things.
我们的心灵、我们的手、我们的脚都沾了许多的污秽。
That our hearts, our minds, our hands and our feet, we have touched many things that perhaps were dirty.
本来我们应该在晚上睡觉的时候就把它都清干净的。
And then before you go to bed, you would cleanse yourself.
但有时我们太累了。
And then but sometimes you're too tired.
有时我们感觉过不去，我们还没有办法去把它对付清洁。
And then there are some things you cannot overcome. You cannot clean yourself from it.
弟兄姊妹有好几次。
There are brothers and sisters many times.
在晚上过不去的事。
At night, the things that I cannot overcome.
早晨醒来到主面前的时候。
In the morning when I wake up and come before the Lord.
就过去了。
Those things have passed away.
神的儿子的血在洗净我的罪。
Again, the blood of the Son has cleansed me of all my sins.
把我洗得纯洁清新。
and cleanse me so that I am pure and clean.
早晨给我们一种非常宁静的感觉。
In the morning, it gives us a sense, of everything being pure.
我们不仅四周非常的宁静。
Even though everything around us is very quiet,
我们的心也是宁静。
Our hearts are also to be quiet.
圣经告诉我们，我们是在安静中才有力量。
The Bible tells us that we have strength in quietness.
所以安静是一个最佳状态。
And so, in quietness is a particular. It is a best condition.
啊，另外，早晨是复活。
Also, morning is a time of resurrection.
我们的主耶稣是在早晨的时候复活。
Our Lord Jesus rose early in the morning.
所以当撒加利亚就是施洗约的父亲被圣灵感动的时候
When Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, when he was moved by the Spirit
他在路加福音第一章的第七十八节这样告诉我们
In Luke chapter 1 verse 78 it says
七十八和七十九节说因我们神怜悯的心肠叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们
Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us.
要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
To shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death to guide our feet unto the way of peace.
我们的主耶稣的救恩如同清晨的日光一样的临到我们，叫我们从黑暗走向光明。
The salvation of our Lord comes upon us like sunrise, and it will lead us out of darkness and into light.
所以在这个救恩中，我们有复活的荣耀盼望。
And so in this salvation, we have the glorious salvation.
所以我们从这些的感觉里面，我们可以看见，早晨真的是非常的宝贵。
And so from these words, we can see that the morning hours are very precious.
如果说时间就是金子的话
，If we are to say that time is money,
那么早晨的时间呢，应该是纯金是精金
Then we must say that the morning hours are like silver and gold.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主耶稣乃是神所给我们的迦南美地
Our Lord Jesus is our Canaan land.
神救我们的时候就是把我们摆进他的里面去
When the Lord Jesus saved us, it is so that God can place us into him.
要我们来得着他里面的一切丰富
So that we can gain all the abundance in him.
所以很多的弟兄姊妹告诉我们
So many Christians tell us
说在基督里他是到处都是流淌着奶和蜜
That in him there is a land that is full of milk and honey
这个奶和蜜也就是神所有一切精华的精华 的代表
Now milk and honey speaks of the great riches and treasures in Christ
但是我们蒙恩得救这么多年
Now after we have been saved for so many years
我的感觉基督里面的丰盛，我只得到一点点。
I feel that of the abundance of Christ, I have only received just a little bit.
我也一直感觉我们的时代，教会的光景，没有办法，不仅没有办法满足人的心，而且我们也比不上前面的弟兄姊妹。
I feel that our own failures and our weaknesses, as a church, we cannot be compared to the saints in generations past.
有经验的弟兄们告诉我们
Those who have experience, those brothers tell us.
说我们的贫穷，我们的软弱，其实很多时候不是因为大的问题。
Now, oftentimes they say to us that the reason why we are poor and weak is not because we have a great problem.
乃是像早晨能够早一点点起来，来到主跟前。来得他的生命和产业的这个问题。
But it's a problem of whether or not we can get up just a little bit earlier to come before him and to receive inheritance from him.
如果弟兄姊妹，你曾经试过很多的方法。
Brothers and sisters, if you've tried many different methods.
我这样对付，那样对付，我的属灵生命老是觉得不强壮，老是觉得不活泼。
I deal with this and I deal with that, and yet my spiritual condition is not lively and strong.
我想请弟兄姊妹们，我们一起来看看，我们一起来晨更。
I want to encourage brothers and sisters, shall we get up early so that we can have morning devotion?
我们在圣经里面看见亚伯拉罕是一个早起的人。
We see in the Bible that Abraham was one who rose early in the morning.
当他献以撒的时候，圣经告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕清早起来，他就背上驴，就带着两个仆人，还有他的儿子以撒，就去献祭了。
That on the day that he was to sacrifice Isaac, he got up early, he saddled his donkey, took two young men and Isaac his son to go up to the mountain.
当摩西到埃及 要去把以色列人带出来的时候
When Moses went into Egypt to take the Israelite people out of the land
神多次吩咐他说你清早要起来然后法老会来水边然后你就去向他说我所吩咐的话
God said to Moses to get up early because that is when Pharaoh would go to the water that is when you need to go and speak to Pharaoh
当到了西乃半岛神召他到山上的时候摩西也是清早起来到山上去单独的面见神
It was the same when Moses was at Mount Sinai that he would get up early in the morning to go up to the mountain to meet with God
我们的主耶稣更是这样
Our Lord Jesus was the same
他早晨去祷告
In the morning he would get up to pray
他整夜祷告到天亮的时候神向他显明十二使徒是哪十二个
He prayed all night and early in the morning he gathered all of the disciples together to pick 12 that he would call as apostles
对弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们相信已经够清楚神的心意是要我们能够在早晨和他见面
We believe that it is clear enough that God wants us to get up early in the morning so that we would come to meet with him
我想交通一下就是早晨这段时间到底要做什么
So I want to fellowship early in the morning what are you to do?
我想这些东西呢没有一定的顺序
Now in all these things that I will share there is no set method
而且呢个别的弟兄姊妹可能你的这个喜欢也不同。
And perhaps among different people, you have different things that you would like.
你到主面前去和他亲近的方式也不一定一样。
And the method in which you come before the Lord may be different.
那我就着我所知道的，我讲一些给弟兄姊妹做一点参考。
But for what I know, I would like to share with brothers and sisters for you to consider.
我把它分成说，第一个是必须做的。
And so I want to split it up. The first section is are things that you must do.
第二个是说呢，如果你时间多一些的话，你可以再把它加上去。
And secondly, these are things which if you have a little bit more time, things that you can also do.
必须做的我讲了四个点。
And so for the things that you must do, I have four points.
一个呢，我们必须得亲近主。
First, you must draw near to God.
主是多么的多么的盼望我们亲近他。
The Lord so desires for us to draw near to Him.
但是我们忙得不得了。
But we are so busy.
我们呢，忙着跟人讲话。
We're so busy in speaking with other people.
忙着跟电脑讲话。
We're so busy speaking with our computer.
忙着做事。
We're busy doing things.
然后我们累了就睡觉了。
And then when we're tired, we sleep.
主找不到多少时间可以跟我们有一点点的亲近。
The Lord is looking for time so that He can draw near to us.
但是斯布尊弟兄这样告诉我们一个英国的一个传道人
An English minister Brother Spurgeon has said to us
他是神所非常大用的一个仆人
That God he has a great servant
他告诉我们他得力的秘诀
And he tells us his mystery
他在他的这个侍奉当中在他的生活的安排当中是这样的
That in his service in his life he does it this way
他这一天里面不见神的面他就不见人的面。
That in the entire day, if he does not meet God, he will not meet one person.
他不听神的声音，他就不先去听人的声音。
If he has not first heard the voice of God, he would not hear the voice of any man.
在和主亲近之前呢，他不容许其他的人事物跑到他的里面去。
That before drawing near to God, he does not want any other matters to enter into his mind.
包括他的妻子在内。
Including his own wife.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
不要这个早晨一醒来啊，这两个人就开始讲很多事。
That you do not want to have early in the morning, as soon as you wake up, you speak about many other matters.
而且很多时候可能都讲那些烦恼忧虑的事。
Perhaps you are often speaking of things that frustrate you, that worry you.
我们一天都还没开始就已经被重担压得喘不过气了。
That even before your day has begun, you have already been oppressed by your many burdens. We need to change.
起来，两个不要讲话。
That when you get up, no need to speak.
稍微把脸洗一下，衣服穿好，漱个口。
Perhaps just wash your face, brush your teeth, put your clothes on.
因为我们是要去见我们的主啊，我们的王。
Because now you are to meet your Lord, your King.
虽然他很爱我们，把我们当朋友啊，这么亲近。
And yes, he looks upon you as a friend. He draws near to you.
但是我们对他的敬畏。不能减少。
But we cannot lessen in our respect towards him.
不要蓬头垢面啊，这个穿着睡衣啊，就跑到主面前去了。
That even before washing up, you're still wearing your PJs. You come before him.
当很多弟兄姊妹这样事情的时候
，When many brothers and sisters go about it in this way, they testify.
他们说，先跟主耶稣见了面啊，那么事情呢，样样都轻松了。
They say, because I met Jesus first, everything else have become easy.
有一个传道人有一天他有这个经历。
There was this preacher, one day he had this experience.
那是个主日早晨，他正在准备信息，他准备要来聚会。
It was a Sunday morning, he was getting ready with a message about to come to the meeting.
忽然听见那个管风琴那边啊，有人在弹那个单音，一个音一个音这样弹。
And he all of a sudden heard somebody playing the organ just one note at a time.
后来就弹一整句。
And then played an entire phrase.
后来就弹整首诗。
And then played an entire hymn.
他就好奇跑去看看这是谁来了。
And then he was curious, so he went to see who had arrived.
原来是一个钢琴的调音师正在那里调他的那个管风琴。
It was somebody who was tuning the instrument.
他以前没看过这个管风琴这么复杂。
And so originally he had never seen an organ being so complicated.
有那么多的琴键。
There are so many different parts to it.
他就问他说这么多键你怎么把它调成和谐啊？
He said, there are so many parts to this instrument. How do you tune it so that it's harmonious?
那个调音的人说我有个秘诀。
And so the person who is tuning it said, I have a secret.
在这么大的键盘里面呢中间最重要一个C就是中音的C。
That out of all the many notes in the center, there is a middle C.
他说后来我先把那个音调得非常的准确。
That I need to tune that note so that it's very accurate.
那所有的音都以它为标准跟它和谐。
And then all the other pitches, it will need to be harmonious to that note.
这样当你弹这个琴的时候呢就能够弹出非常美丽和谐的音乐。
And so when you play this instrument, then everything will sound beautiful.
那真是一个秘诀。
That is a secret.
我们的主耶稣就正如那个管风琴的那个正中央的 C.
Our Lord Jesus is like that middle C in that organ, the middle note.
他应当是我们的重心。
He needs to be our center.
当我们能够首先和他调得和谐的时候
，When we are tuned so that we are harmonious with Him,
我们这一天的人事物，你都可以跟他和谐。
Then the people, the matters, the things that happen throughout your day will also be harmonious.
就约创世纪里面讲约瑟
Just like in Genesis, we see the story of Joseph.
约瑟当他被卖给这个波提法去做他的奴仆的时候
When Joseph was sold to Potiphar to be his slave.
那么圣经告诉我们说因为耶和华与他同在叫他所做的尽都顺利。
The Bible tells us that because the Lord Jehovah was with him, everything that he did went well.
所以亲近主就是带进神的同在。
And so drawing near to him means you are bringing in the presence of God.
而且不仅是在你早晨这一点的时间。
Not only during the few hours when you meet before him.
这一点时间的话呢应该算是样品。
That morning hour, it's only a sample.
那么你一天的24小时呢应该都是以这个为榜样。
Then the remaining 24 hours, it follows that sample.
我们不应该分开说现在是亲近主了待会儿是离开主了。
You are not to separate and say, this is the time that I spend before the Lord, and then I will leave the Lord.
把清晨这段亲近的时间带进我们生活中间的每一件事每一个时刻。
But the early morning hours, it brings in all of the following hours of your day.
那么当我们这样来到主跟前的时候
And then as you come before the Lord in this way,
用什么我们会有一个经历
you will have an experience.
我们不是和许多人在那里拥挤主。
You're not trying to just push against the Lord with many people.
乃是我们真正来摸到主。
But you have really met the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，拥挤主和摸到主，这差别是何等大。
There's a great difference between pressing against the Lord in a great crowd versus actually meeting the Lord.
当很多人聚在一起的时候，我们可以在那里拥挤，我们也可以去摸到。
Of course, when you are with many people, you can crowd around the Lord and touch Him.
但是当你一个人到主跟前的时候
But when you come before Him by yourself,
我相信主会把我们从那个拥挤他的情况带到来摸着他。
I believe that the Lord will bring that experience of pressing against Him to actually meeting and touching Him.
所以我们可以这样说，在这段亲近的时刻里
So I can say that as we draw near to the Lord,
我们一面把我们的心灵敞开，让神来摸到我们。
We need to open up our hearts to allow God to touch us.
他一摸到我们的时候
，As soon as He touches us,
我们里面就会充满感谢。
Then our hearts will be so full of thanks.
我们就会充满赞美。
We will be full of praise.
我们里面就会充满骨髓肥油。
Then our hearts will be full of marrow and fatness.
当我们摸到他的时候
，As soon as we touch Him,
我们就是从他那里得生命。
That from Him we will receive life and blessing.
但是有一点点的提醒。
There is a reminder, though.
就是我们不要一直注意 主同在的感觉。
You do not have to pay a lot of attention to the feeling of His presence.
很多时候，我们想要有感觉，我们才觉得主同在。
Oftentimes we want to have a feeling, and then we feel, oh, then the Lord is with me.
但是我们相信神的话，他说：“你们若亲近我，我就必亲近你们。”
But we must remember His words that if we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us.
我们就像一个孩子，非常简单的到我们。父亲的跟前，到我们所爱的主跟前。
Just like a child, we can come before him, like coming before our father.
相信他要亲近我们的迫切超过我们。
Believing that his desire for us to draw near to him is greater than ours.
如果我们去注意里面的感觉，外面身体的感觉。
If we are constantly paying attention to our own feelings and the feelings in our body.
有弟兄告诉我们这样说。
There are some brothers who tell us.
我们乃是在寻求自己，不是寻求神。
Then we are only seeking ourselves and not God.
我们还是自我中心的。
Then ourselves are still the center.
我们还是以自己的感觉为满足的。
That we're still wanting to be satisfied in our own feelings.
我们应当在这段时刻叫神满足。
We need to come to satisfy Him.
要满心愿意把我们最纯的爱在这个时间献给他。
That we would give the deepest love in our hearts to Him.
像主说，主啊，早晨就在这里，我要把我的爱情给你。
And we want to say to Him, Lord, in this morning hour, I want to give you my love.
还有一点简单的提醒。
And another simple reminder.
就是在这段亲近时间里边，我们的心思不要放空白。
That in this time of drawing near to Him, don't have your mind as a complete blank.
我们的意志也不要被动。
And you don't want to stir up your own will either.
这样的话呢，我们就可以真正的在圣灵的引导中来到主跟前。
In this way, you can be led by the Spirit to come before Him.
因为仇敌他喜欢人被动。
Because the enemy wants to stir us up.
仇敌喜欢人的心思空白。
The enemy likes to have our mind as a complete blank.
所以他就来用你的心思。
And so he will then enter into your mind and heart.
他就来帮你做决定。
And so he will help you make decisions.
但是若是我们的心思朝着神。
However, if our thoughts are directed towards God.
我们的意志是主动的来靠近神。
And our will is motivated to draw near to him.
这就是非常好的。
That is good.
那么其次一点呢，是我们可以借这个时候来认罪。
And also at this time, you can use that time to confess your sins.
凡我们所知道的或者圣灵在里面有感动。
All the things that you know, or anything that the Spirit touches you.
我们借着主耶稣的宝血，把它通通洗干净。
Through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus, we can cleanse it all away.
我们今天要出去的时候，我们感觉我们是穿了一件光明洁白的细麻衣。
So that when you leave for the day, you are clothed with linen and white linen clothes of righteousness.
还有一件，我们在这个时候可以把自己奉献给主。
And also another thing is that you are to consecrate yourself to the Lord.
像旧约里面的燔祭。
Just like the sacrifices given in the Old Testament.
我们的奉献不是一生只献一次。
Our consecration is not given just one time.
我们是天天都要献。
But it is given daily.
我们早晨来献一次。
We give it early in the morning.
晚上再给他献一次。
And again at night.
直到我们能够完全顺服神。
So that we are entirely submitted before Him.
那么第四个点。
Fourthly.
是我们那里在那里得属灵粮食的供应。
That is a time we are to receive spiritual provision.
乔治穆的弟兄在这方面呢，他特别的着重。
There is a brother who has given us a good encouragement here.
他告诉我们说，刚开始的时候他是先来祷告，到神面前。
That when he comes to have morning devotion, first he would pray to come before God.
可是他要花大概15到30分钟啊，才能够进入到跟神的同在。
But he needs to spend about 15 to 30 minutes before he is completely in the presence of God.
后来他改变了一个方式。
But then he changed the way.
他先读一点神的话。
First he would read a portion of God's word.
他不是读很多的。
Not a lot of it.
他只是找出那么一节两节可以比较容易默想到神跟前。
Perhaps just one or two verses so that he could meditate on it as he comes before God.
他说有了神的话之后，他再到神面前去就非常容易进入。
He says after he has God's word, then it's very easy to enter into God's presence.
祷告有内容。
Then he has content in his prayer.
当然我刚才说过，这个没有一定的方式。
Now I have already said there is no set way.
我想神的儿女，神都给我们很多的自由，也非常的多样。
Now as God's children, he has given us freedom in many different ways.
所以我们可以 先试试看怎么样到神跟前去。
But you can try to see how is it that you can enter into God's presence.
我相信圣灵会教导我们。
I believe the Spirit will teach us.
让你找到最合适你的方式。
And that you will find a way that suits you best.
让你在那里蛮有享受。
And that you will enjoy it.
有些弟兄姊妹告诉我们说。
There are some brothers who tell us.
他们有一个很好的习惯，也是很好的原则。
They have a very good practice and a good principle.
就是不读圣经就不吃早餐。
That without reading the word, they would not eat breakfast.
那是No Bible, no breakfast.
No Bible, no breakfast.
我们把它记住啊。
Remember that.
啊，弟兄姊妹，就是一节两节都好。
Just one or two verses is good.
甚至你可以把它背下来。
You can even memorize it.
在这一天当中呢，你去默想它。
That within that day you will meditate on it.
你去运用它。
And you will use it.
你去经历这些话语在你身上的功用。
And experience the benefit of these words.
在这段时间读的圣经呢，不是用分析的。
Now, in that amount of time, you're not reading a lot of Bible.
跟那个拿很多参考，拿很多不同的版本圣经啊，在那里翻考查阅那种不同。
It's not that you are to analyze it greatly with a lot of Bible commentaries or concordances.
这个时候你就单单把神的话当作食物吃进去就可以了。
But you are just to merely take His words as your food.
我们在餐桌上吃食物的时候，不会拿着实验室的东西来现在测量啊，什么化验，对不对？
When you're eating breakfast, you're not taking out all your different tools and measurements trying to analyze your food.
那些化验测量是实验室的事，餐桌上呢，就是享受，啊，就是把它吃进去。
Now all the instruments used to analyze different things is for the lab, but on the table, you're simply to eat.
如果我们不太容易找到说哪些经文好默想啊，啊，也许有些书局他们有比较好的那个一些介绍啊，同学们你可以参考看看，但是呢，就是要找那个能供应生命的。能够把我们引到神同在的那些啊才好，不是很多头脑知识的。
Now, if you do not know which passages to read, you can perhaps look at some devotional books, those that have sustenance for your life.
所以这四件啊，亲近主、认罪、奉献，还有去得粮食，这是我觉得呢，早晨我们必须要有。
And so, in these four things, in terms of coming before the Lord, in confessing your sin, in consecration, and also in knowing His word. These are four important things that are must.
如果我们还有时间的时候，我们可以加上一些的赞美敬拜。
That if you have some time, you can add in some praise and some worship.
有些弟兄姊妹他们早晨喜欢唱诗赞美神。
Now there are some brothers and sisters, they like to sing and they like to praise God in that way.
那我们可以加上代求。
And you can also add in some intercession.
刚才我说的那个中国早晨五点钟。
And just like I was saying, reading the lyrics of In China at 5 a.m.
为了神整个的计划在代求。
That we would intercede and pray for God's will.
当然也可以为自己祈求。
And of course, to pray for yourself.
把我们这一天所要面对的人事物，我们要做的工作交在主手中。
That for all the things, the people, the matters of your day, that you will bring that before God.
我们要记得主说，凡劳苦担重的人都可以到我这里。
And you are to remember that for all those who are tired and weary, we can come before Him.
我就使你们得安息。
And then you will receive rest.
啊，并且主又告诉我们说。
And the Lord also tells us.
啊，当我们这样来靠近他的时候。
That as you draw near to Him in this way.
他给我们的担子是轻省的。
That the burden that He gives us is light.
恶是容易的。
And that His yoke is easy.
因为我们这样借着这样祷告，我们再来跟主同负一轭，做我们一生的路程。
And that as you pray and as you come before Him in this way, that He will walk together with you.
最后我想交通一点，就是在我们这个事情当中啊，有些事情啊，我们可能可以稍微注意一下。
Now lastly, I want to fellowship on how there are some things that we may need to pay attention to.
头一个呢，我们不要把这个晨更当作是一个守律法。
Now first off, we don't want to have morning devotion become as if we are holding on to law.
有的弟兄姊妹很认真啊，他就定好说我要几点钟起床。
Now there are some people who are really very diligent. They say, I will get up at this time.
如果有时候呢，那个没有起床，闹钟响了又把它按掉，结果他这一天呢就非常不快乐，因为他觉得他好像对不起神了。
And perhaps if that one day you're unable to get up and you hit snooze and then for the rest of your day you have a sense of guilt that you did not get up.
我们的神啊，不是啊拿着放大镜怎么看的呀，这里做对那里没有做对呀。
Our God is not staring us down with a magnifying glass to see whether you've been good or bad.
其实他非常爱我们。
He really loves us.
我们不需要把它当律法来守。
We do not need to hold on to this as if it were law.
万一我们有时候 啊，真的啊比较疲倦了啊，或者身体啊有病了，那我们时间晚一点，或是那一天没有，我们也跟神说，我也来到你面前。
Now, if your health is poor, or if you're tired or ill, and if you're unable to come before Him, you can still come, pray before Him, and say, "Lord, I still desire to come before You."
还是可以快快乐乐到他面前去讲几句话，然后开始我们的生活。
And still joyfully come before Him, speak a few words, and go on with living before Him.
第二个提醒是，这件事情呢，完全是一个爱的故事。
And a second reminder, in this matter, it is a matter of love.
我们是因为爱神的缘故，所以我们这样做。
It is because we love God, that is why we do this.
也是因为主的爱在里面激励我们，所以我们这样做。
It is because His love constrains us, and so we do this.
如果不是这样做基础的话，我们就是都做到了，也不能满足神的心。
If it is not based upon this foundation, and we still come and we do it, it will not satisfy Him.
盼望这个成根的实行。
We hope that in our morning devotions,
能够帮助我们恢复那个起初的爱。
It could again encourage us to have our first love.
也是圣灵今天在我们身上所一直要做工，让我们的主满足的那一点。
This is the point in which the Holy Spirit is to come and work in us.
啊，第三个点呢，就是一个生命的事。
Thirdly, this is a matter of life. 啊，
我们一定要摸到生命。
We must touch life.
啊，我们不要只有的字句啊，读经也读到字句，讲跟神讲话呢，也都是这个头脑字句。
That everything is just in our head, that we have read some text, that everything has been done in terms of a method.
我相信我们只要能够安静的跪在主跟前。
As long as we quiet ourselves down to kneel before Him.
我们把我们的心灵真的向主敞开来。
And we turn our hearts and our thoughts entirely open before Him.
生命的交通一定会开始。
Then it will be the beginning of the fellowship of life.
那么第四个点呢，就是我们不仅可以一个人做。
Fourthly, this is not just for one person.
我们也可以鼓励我们的家人一起做。
We are to encourage our entire family to have morning devotions.
万一你是单身的话呢，你也可以找住在附近的弟兄或者是姊妹一起做。
If you are single, perhaps you can find your neighbors in terms of brothers or sisters to have morning devotions with you.
弟兄找弟兄，
brothers
姊妹找姊妹，
find another brother, a sister, find a sister.
一起来成功。
And together have morning devotions.
因为有些时候我们自己有软弱，有惰性。
Perhaps sometimes we in ourselves we have weaknesses.
像我就知道我是有的。
Because I know I do.
我要早晨起来呢，也是要征战的。
It is a struggle for me to get up in the morning.
但是有同伴的时候就会。有很大的帮助。
But when I have companions, it is of great help.
就是我们要趁着我们的身体，我们的时间还可以的时候，一定要进入这个。
So while our bodies are still able to, we still have time. We must remember.
当我早晨带着女儿一起晨更的时候
，In the morning when I have morning devotions with my daughter,
我心里面就是一个非常大的遗憾。
In my heart, I have a great problem.
因为没有办法跟我们一起成功。
It is because my wife is unable to have morning devotion with us.
因为她的身体有限制。
Because she has limitations in her health.
所以我每次我想到这个点的时候。
So every time when I think of this.
我跟主说，主啊，在我身体还可以的时候，你让我都不要间断。
I say to the Lord, Lord, while my body is still able to, may I not have any breaking in this time.
让早晨这段时间。我们一生所累积的，将来在天上成为一个非常美丽的回忆。
So that the collection of all the morning hours would be remembered in heaven.
好吧，我们来唱一首诗歌。
Shall we sing a hymn?
诗歌584。
584。
我们唱一三五节。
这 stanza 135。
愿你更亲我身，愿你更亲，虽然是家在身。
众生日认识与你感情，认识与你感情，与你感情。
我们一起起立好吗
？Shall we all stand？
丰富有如鲜明，如体通天，凡我所欲事情，除你安乐。
Shall we pray?
把我们的心愿告诉主。
And give our heart's desire, tell it to the Lord.
把我们的爱情献给主。
And give our love to Him.
在他面前奉献我们自己给他。
To again consecrate ourselves before Him.
主，我们感谢你。主啊，你实在是爱我们。主，你今天给我们的创造，给我们的救赎，就是也引我们与你更亲。主啊，我们在许多的事上忙碌，但却忘了这件最重要的事。所以我们来到主的跟前。主啊，求你赦免我们，我们求主你给我们恩典，能够赎回我们的光阴。主，我们赞美你，我们感谢你，把亲爱的弟兄姊妹都仰望你。主啊，把我自己，把弱小的生命都仰望在主的手中。主啊，愿你使我们懂得如何亲近你，使我们在亲近你当中得着一切的祝福。谢谢你，主用笑脸帮助我们，感谢赞美，感谢主。洛阳，主谢谢，主我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
你道成肉身来到地上。
Lord, you became flesh and came to earth.
就是为了引我们与你更亲。
So that we could draw nearer to you.
当亚当堕落的时候。
Lord, as Adam fell.
神与人的交通断绝了。
The fellowship between man and God was broken.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是末后的亚当。
You are the last Adam.
你为我们打开通天的道路。
You have opened up this way for us to heaven.
你要使我们能够亲近神。
And you, in order for us to draw near to God.
你要我们得着神一切的丰盛。
You want us to enjoy of all the abundance of God.
主，我们的亏欠，求你赦免。
Lord, please forgive us of our shortcomings.
在这件事上，我们非常让你失望。
Because in this world, often we disappoint you.
求主给我们恩典。
Lord, please give us grace.
使我们能够赎回光阴。
So that we can redeem our time.
为我自己和每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹祷告。
For myself and every dear brother and sister.
主啊，在我们还有机会的时候。
That Lord, while we still have opportunities.
天天早晨来与你更亲。
That every morning we would draw near to you.
让我们在早晨的时候真的把爱情献给你。
That in the morning we would give you our love.
好叫我们能够饱尝你的慈爱。
So that we could be hidden in your love.
好叫我们真是能够像拔掉骨髓肥油一般。
So that we would be a people who enjoy your marrow and fatness.
让我们不仅得着了得胜的生命
So that not only will we live overcoming lives
也让我们来过一个得胜的生活
But that we can live a life that overcomes
好叫神在我们身上得着荣耀
So that God may gain the glory in us
谢谢主听我们的祷告
Thank you Lord, hear our prayer
我们主宝贵的圣名
In Jesus' most precious name
Amen 请坐
Please be seated